Taegaya shared the Korean Peninsula with the Three Kingdoms as a nation with its own politics, society, and culture. The agriculture culture and maritime culture of Taegaya combined to result in sacrificial burial culture and ironware-making technology entirely unique to Taegaya. Taegaya flourished in music and art as well. The traditional Korean musical instrument, gayageum, is featured prominently in the music of Taegaya. The beauty and practicality of the culture of Taegaya are evident in the grave goods excavated from the ancient tombs in Jisandong. Grave goods are objects buried with a deceased person, which are things that the person used while alive. Earthenware, accessories, ironware, and horse gear were among the grave goods buried with the people of Taegaya. So let's learn about the accessories of Taegaya. In Taegaya, elaborate gold or gilt bronze accessories were worn to indicate status. To your left are creations of Taegaya's gold and gilt bronze crowns. Take a look at the crown in the top left first. Discovered in Goryeong, that is the only gold crown from the time of Gaya, designated as a national treasure. The crown's large frame is decorated with four evenly spaced blade of grass motifs. Taegaya's crowns characteristically feature decorations in the shape of grass blades, flower petals, and oval halos. The gilt bronze crown next to that was excavated from ancient tomb number 32 in Jisandong, also a designated national treasure. On either side of the circular frame is a gilt bronze oval halo with onion motif decoration. On the surface are patterns of dotted lines created by nailing. The points at which the dotted lines meet form the golden ratio. Now look to the bottom left at the small gilt bronze crown. That was excavated from the sacrificial burial chambers at ancient tomb number 30 in Jisandong. Like the gilt bronze crown found at ancient tomb number 32, this one also has a hole on either side of the frame, so a long strip of fabric or leather could be run through the holes and worn like a chin strap. The gold crown next to that had been taken to Japan during the country's colonization of Korea before it returned. Note the onion motif decoration at the center of the frame, and the double leaf motif decoration on either side. The last crown is a silver bronze crown excavated from the Matsuyama tombs in Fukui Prefecture of Japan. Like the gilt bronze crown of ancient tomb number 32 in Jisandong, this crown also features an oval halo with onion motif decoration, indicating that ancient Japan may have been influenced by Taegaya. Now take a look at the small crown at the center of the exhibit. That is the actual gilt bronze crown excavated from ancient tomb number 30 in Jisandong. Excavated along with this crown were the remains of a boy around 8 years old. There were speculations that a prince who died during the construction of a king's tomb was buried together with the king. Now look at the accessories in the shape of bird's wings to the left. Those are gilt bronze crown decorations found in the West Sacrificial Burial Chamber of ancient tomb number 73 in Jisandong. All three decorations, one at the front and the decoration of bird's wings on either side, are made of gilt bronze. Since it was found in a sacrificially buried person and not the tomb owner, the sacrificially buried person was likely of high status. Next to those are earrings and necklaces worn by the people of Taegaya. Taegaya's earrings characteristically feature thin hooks that secure the earrings to the ears. The thin hook is connected by links to a hollow middle decoration that is again connected by links to an end decoration of various forms. Over time, the end decorations of Taegaya's earrings became more ornate. The people of Taegaya predominantly wore necklaces made of bluish glass beads or greenish comma-shaped jade pieces on a string.